never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up.
More coffee, please.
No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the
cost. Let's do this thing.
Happy, happy, keep happy Friday. Gotta get back up, boy. Keep moving, gotta get back up.
Keep moving, gotta get back up, boy. Keep moving, gotta get back up. Happy Friday. Let's get this thing happening. Blasting in the weekend. And having some fun. It's been a good, solid week around here. I hope you have a great week. But now it's time to relax, to detach. If you can, sometimes you can. I didn't last week. I worked the entire weekend because I had stuff I had to do. I slept better by working harder. But now I'm done. I'm good. Happiness. That's on the agenda today. A lot of folks are looking for permission to be happy. And I can say that because I talk to a lot of people every single week. Very interactive in what I do around here. And it's very often, very common to hear somebody say, Scott, I just feel like I need somebody to let me be happy. Somebody has to tell me how to do it. I'm like, oh, you don't have to. So we'll talk about that today a little bit. I'll tell you a story about flying airplanes and my very nearly famous mom as well, who's now 92 years old and still talks about flying airplanes. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day, episode 4,755, as we count our way to 5,000. That was the goal. If you haven't heard why the goal came there, way back in the day, was it the 50s? Earl Nightingale did that show, Our Changing World, a radio show. It was a daily show. And he did over 5,000 episodes. And it's amazing. He was kind of a hero of mine. Never met Earl. I listened to everything he ever made, I think. But 5,000. And when the podcasting thing first started, very few people could do enough on the radio to get to 5,000 episodes. I think Paul Harvey might have done that. Paul Harvey. Very few could do that. But when the podcasting thing said, hey, I could do this every single day, and I'm going to do 5,000 episodes, it was really that simple. And here we are. Older, wiser, fatter, grumpier, happier. Time flies, said that. My name is Scott Smith. Good to have you. Thanks for stopping by today. Positive attitude, no matter what. We're going to get up and do the things we want to do. What are those? Whatever you decide. It's completely up to you, but I'm happy to have you here today. So every single Friday, I always ask this question, and it's actually on the diary I work on every single day. Now I have a prompted diary. I have 9 questions that I ask in a row to myself. I've been iterating these questions now for months. Every couple of days, I'd say, let's change that question a little bit. But one of the questions I've asked on a Friday for 18 years now is, how do I want to feel? And it is on, it's a prompt that I ask myself every single morning, 7 days a week now. And it is amazing when I do that, how something new pops into my head every single day. And now that I'm going back and reviewing months and months of writing that, it's so awesome. I'll share that with you here in the very near future. I'm still working through it. But at the end of the show today, just lean your head back, take a few minutes, take 30, 40 seconds, a minute, whatever it is, and just say, how do I want to feel? And if you're not a glutton for punishment, you'll probably say, well, I want to feel happy. I want to feel good. I want to feel content. I want to feel like I'm growing. I don't know. Pause the world. Get off the hamster wheel for just a minute. Tune into yourself and see what the real you wants to be feeling like. Change your life, I think. So I have a friend. Actually, I haven't seen him for a long time. He was a really good friend for a long time. He's one of those friends you have for a season. He liked to go out and party. He was a fitness guy. He liked to ride motorcycles. He liked to jump out of airplanes. A lot of things he liked to do. His name was Sid. Sid was a little bit rough around the edges, and I liked it that way, because I'm not really rough around the edges. Believe it or not, no, I'm not. I'm a little more polished than I come off cross sometimes. So sometimes I'll hang out with people that are bad for me. Not real bad. Okay. You know how some women, they like the bad guys, but they marry the good guys? It's kind of the same thing. My relationships are with the good guys, but every now and then, it's kind of fun. Okay, I'm not going to go any further on that one. Just saying. Sid called me one day. I can remember it right now when it happened. He says, Scott, I got my next thing. What's it going to be? Is what I said. He said, I'm taking flying lessons. He could not wait to get started. He's one of those guys, always his bucket list, always doing stuff. Very impromptu in so many ways. Believe that nothing would ever get him. I actually believe that. I think Sid could push the limits on just about anything, and he's just got an angel flying around him all the time. But he's going to take flying lessons, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. You see, I grew up with mom, like a lot of people did. And my mom had told me stories over the years about flying. And I have always wanted to learn to fly because of that. My mom's dad was a contractor. He worked at the airport, and it was up in Wilmington, North Carolina at the time, and had a client at the airport who couldn't pay. So they did what a lot of people do. They offered trade, flying lessons. And as I hear it, he was like, well, I don't need flying lessons. I don't want to fly. But my mom had overheard them talking about it, and she wanted to fly, but she was young. She was only 15 years old. But she told me these stories of her landing on the beaches in North Carolina. Pretty thrilling when I heard that. Flying solo before an arriving hurricane came ashore. It was amazing. She was 3 days short of being old enough to legally fly by herself. And to hear it from her, she did it anyway. She flew just before a hurricane came in, and her touch and goes and her landings were on the beach. They weren't on a runway. They were on the beach. Now, I can tell you this. She's told me the story so many times, I believe it to be true. I've never seen any proof about it, and she may have said it so many times. Memories are like that, have you noticed? Memories are very dynamic, and every time you tell them, they get a little bit more interesting to say. But she had a definite adventurous spirit, and she still has it to this day at 92 years old. Every time I call her, she's like, I haven't driven for a while. I need to get back in my car. I need to get back on the road. She's not going to drive again, but she's still planning on it. That hurricane was coming. She didn't ask for permission, did she? She wanted to be happy. The 15-year-old not thinking about much except I got to fly that airplane all by myself. And I know from a guy who's done it, got an instrument rating myself, the best day on the world is when your flight instructor says to you, here, take it around the pattern a couple times, land three times, and don't wreck the airplane. And I can tell you when the flight instructor releases you to fly that airplane all by yourself, it's the best day a pilot ever has. Get the hell out of my airplane. Let me fly this thing. I want to be happy. I'm not going to ask for permission, nor did my mom. She took command, and she put it in the record books because of that. She says, I haven't seen that exactly. She says it's there somewhere. I'm not going to argue with my mom. There's certain things you don't do with a 92-year-old for lots of reasons. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's HIMS.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. So I began flying 50 years later. Things were a little bit more controlled than that. And speaking on the radio to air traffic control was required and challenging. It's hard. If you've ever wanted to learn to fly, the hardest thing, the most scary thing is talking on the radio. I was nervous. I often asked for permission. I wanted to do something. I'd say, hey, this is Cessna 67508 requesting permission. And one day, I was waiting for a response, and my instructor said, he taught me a lesson that day about being happy, because I was not happy in the moment waiting for somebody to get back to me. I hate when that happens. He taught me a lesson. I could have learned from my mom and should have learned from my mom. He said, you're the pilot in command, the PIC as we call it. Your seat is moving all over the place. Theirs is not. They're sitting on the ground having a cup of coffee, sounding mean on the radio. They're not mean. They just sound that way. Authoritative. Don't ask for permission. Tell them what you want. Let them work it out. What? You don't have to ask for permission to do what you want to do, to be happy? I never asked again. A little bit harder thinking day-to-day life. Sometimes you have to really, really work on yourself. You got to get up and do the work in the morning or whenever you have a chance to think about it. Just tell people what you want. Tell yourself what you want. Just decide and go do it. If somebody else needs to know what I'm up to, I'll tell them. I'll work out a solution. We'll figure it out. We keep moving. If not, I keep moving. That's it. So if you're waiting for an opportunity to get happy and you're waiting for somebody to give you permission or something that happens going to open the door to give you permission, you don't have to wait. There is no permission required. You are the boss of you. Yes, it gets complicated. There's relationships we have going on. But at the end of the day, you're going to do what you're going to do. And everybody knows that. Oh, well, there goes Scott again. What's the old phrase? Don't ask for permission. Ask for forgiveness. Some wise words them are.
Never give up.
So what happened to Sid? Well, he's still alive, I know that. I haven't seen him for a while. Did he fly? Nope, never did. Never did. You know why? He asked his wife for permission to take flying lessons. She said no. He took up golf. She likes golf. See you tomorrow. Have a great weekend. Daily Booze back on Monday. So long.